So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Hey, gang.
Steve, come on, Steve. Are you there, Steve?
G'day, g'day.
Howdy, howdy.
How's it going, gang?
Oh, we're good. We're pretty good. Just clicked into this little site that you've sent through to us, flicks.co.nz. Not at all affiliated to this segment at all. Just massive coincidence. But the pie graphs on here are impressive.
Yes, we got stuck into the stats over the last couple of weeks. Look, we've talked quite a bit on this segment about watching stuff during lockdown and, you know, how we may or may not have found our viewing changing and like watching, you know, specific kinds of content or watching more of it.
Yep.
So we at Flix decided we'd actually throw that question open to a few more people, and we did a survey of our readers. And people told us, you know, what their favourite movies and shows were during lockdown, what sort of things they've been watching, how much their viewing had gone up by, and that sort of thing. And some of it's really obvious. Like, obviously, people watched more stuff because we, you know, didn't have anything else to do and wanted to escape the grim world by watching movies about pandemics and zombie outbreaks instead.
Sci-fi's up, but comedy's kind of up a little bit.
But yeah, comedy was up, and it, you know, there's always this kind of curiosity of like, what's everyone else watching? So you can either go, A, yes, I'm just like those people, or B, those people are dicks and they've got it all wrong.
But everyone loves pie graphs, is the message of the story, I think, here. And you've got four pie graphs here. And it's
pretty satisfying to crank out some pie graphs.
Really nice, sort of pastel pie graph, can I just say, as well. All in like kind of a red, like sort of beige family.
More of a peach.
Yeah, I'd accept that as well, John.
Steve, did you find that there was like one film that ruled them all that everyone watched during lockdown?
Tiger King, first time.
Yeah, well, Tiger King was the series, and we did two survey periods. We asked people about the kind of main COVID lockdown earlier in the year, and then we asked if you're in Auckland, we kind of compared. We asked people to compare how their viewing was different this time around over the last couple of weeks for that. But just looking at that first COVID period, yeah, Tiger King, and to be honest, that probably would have been the number one show whether we were inside our houses or not, you know, like it definitely was the show du jour. The top five films are kind of interesting because I think that they partly reflect the timing by coincidence, but also what was sort of going on in the wider ether as well. The top film was Netflix action pick Extraction, which, you know, maybe would have been number one anyway, but I felt that was a really good piece of escapism. The second ranked film was Disney Pixar's Onward, which I think, again, like a very kind of different escapism for the family. But then places 3 to 5 were zombie outbreak horror Train to Busan, Korean black comedy drama Parasite, and number 5 was Steven Soderbergh's pandemic shocker Contagion. So I think there was definitely something in the air, and it was not good for you.
It's Friends is popping up quite a lot as well, which is a little bit concerning.
And yeah, there's some comfort viewing, definitely some comfort viewing in the mix, bit of Community, bit of Friends. The most recent period that we spent at level 3 over the last couple of weeks, I mean, kind of some similarities really. Like the top couple of films were Netflix films that you couldn't see, you know, that they're exclusive to the platform. And it's kind of same with series as well, I guess. But we saw that the same thing happened. Like people obviously watched more stuff. But one of the things that I found quite interesting was between these two periods of lockdown or quasi-lockdown, I kind of thought people might just go back to normal, but the viewing sort of stayed a bit higher than it was previously. I think people got a bit of a taste for just putting their feet up and watching. Also, it's been winter. Hey, stats. You can say anything from them.
3% of people are illegally downloading their stuff.
Doesn't seem like very much, does it?
No. I think it's just the ease of.
Is it people by
services?
Mass or just people?
How does that work?
Doesn't seem like very much. Well, how many people in the survey, can I just ask?
Yeah, well, there were 2,000 plus,
okay.
Which is a pretty decent sample size. It's not a it's not a hugely statistically robust survey. It was a we encouraged people to fill out a form, so it's not, you know, completely representative of the whole film watching ecosystem, but I think it's indicative, and we can compare it to similar things we've done in the past. We'll sort of keep watch. We keep seeing that illegal downloading percentage fall, and lest anyone think that people are just too chicken to tell us they haven't been chicken in the past, and we do explicitly say that we're not going to narc on anyone. So, I think really what the show's most of all is that people watch a shit ton of Netflix.
Mm. What's a digital collection?
Well, I thought that was like, I tried to come up with a way of saying, like, these are things you've got saved in computer. Right. And I did kind of think that might also count, like, you know, the USB stick that fell off the back of a truck.
I've actually got, got the jinx on USB for John, and I was going to give that to John. I was wondering what I call that, and I guess we call that, I've got a digitally collected series for you, John, that I need to pass on.
Steve, one thing
that's
quite...
just to kind of say, I think Hungry, while it's in your possession, I think maybe we might be able to infer that it's illegally downloaded, but possibly we could say that John bears no moral responsibility for that once it's in his hands.
Well, somebody gave it to
man,
me.
Hey, he doesn't know where it's come from. Oh, God, neither do you.
Somebody gave it to me, yeah, so it's, like, pretty far removed at this point.
Anyway, if you want to see some earthy-toned pie grass and some more
good
info about what people are watching, have a hoon onto flicks.co.nz. And scope out some stats. Mm. Get into the maths.
Mm. Are the cinemas open? Can I go to the movies in Auckland, Steve?
You bloody well can. I went to the movies yesterday and went to see Tenet, the Christopher Nolan film. Went to IMAX. It was just mint. It was such a good time at the movies.
Did they have popcorn?
I didn't have popcorn. I had a pre-movie coffee and I had a water. Guys, IMAX tickets aren't cheap, you know. breaking the bank with a popcorn, to be honest.
Yeah.
But boy, that format of film watching is just superb. Obviously, Christopher Nolan's a giant filmmaking nerd. He shot Tenet for the IMAX format, so there's some sequences where it expands to being, you know, the entirety of the screen filling your vision. Sounds good. There's been a bit of grumbling about this film with the sound mixes, a bit hard to hear, and I think he has been a bit. Whether it's erroneous or him being a bit cheeky, like there's a sequence on a sequence on a couple of racing yachts, and all the dialogue is via the headsets that everyone wears. It's very noisy. I think it's probably striving for accuracy, and the result is I did find myself leaning forward quite a lot, as if leaning forward by half a foot would make a difference in this giant cinema. Spoiler alert: it doesn't make any difference at all. You can't hear any better by leaning forward. But having said that, it's a spectacular looking film. It's it's a bit dorky. It's not a masterpiece, but I encourage anyone who likes a bit of a trippy sci-fi tinged film a la Inception to go and check this thing out on a big screen.
Is the plot easy to follow?
Fuck no.
Okay.
It's funny because I watched the preview and I thought this is a kind of a bit of a head trip kind of Inception-y type movie. So it's funny that you said that.
Yeah, it's one of those films where there's far too much time with characters explaining to one another what the hell is going on.
What do you mean? What do I mean? Kind of thing.
And it's and it is quite hard to understand. And the film doesn't want to tell all of it to you anyway. So it's kind of this contradictory set of things. Whereas there's great sequences where, like as one character says to another in the film, like, just go with it. Like, don't try and overthink the film or figure out every single thing that's going on when you're watching it. It will become more apparent in the fullness of time. And actually, like, when you're sort of talking about things going forwards and backwards in time in the same action sequence, it kind of just makes more sense when you're watching it. Like, it's trippy and it's confusing, but it kind of starts to make sense somewhere in the mind after a while. So just go on and give it a hoon, I reckon.
Okay.
The good thing about
sounds
IMAX,
annoying.
I think this applies to all cinemas at the minute. I was really pleased to see that there was social distancing in the IMAX. When you go and buy a ticket online, you kind of see that all the seats get blocked out around your seats. People were really good about wearing masks on the way into the cinema. I think, like, you know, you can't eat popcorn through a mask, but I think once everyone was in place and they were a couple of metres apart from one another, everyone kind of just settled into their movie watching nicely.
Is popcorn available though?
There is popcorn available.
Okay.
Yes. I did smell the popcorn, which reminded me that I was at the movies.
Okay. Okay.
So go see Tenet, and also if you're in a movie watching buzz, unfortunately I didn't get head along to a preview screening of this because it got canned due to COVID reasons, but tomorrow Bill and Ted Face the Music opens in the cinemas, and I'm going to hoon along to the very first session of the day and see that.
If you know what I mean.
I didn't quite catch that.
If you know what I mean.
Well, it might be my second session of the day, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
This film has been getting very positive reviews. It seems like it really has captured the essence of what the Bill and Ted films are about. I don't know. Find out tomorrow.
Cool. Hey, Steve, thank you very much. We'll check in next week, and I hope you enjoyed Bill and Ted.
Hey, everyone.
Thank you.
Don't watch Cobra Kai, whatever you do.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's
easily
the worst thing ever made, but also kind of crack up. Maybe watch the first season.
Been kicking around
funny.
For a bit on... That was one of YouTube's first kind of flagship shows when they
produced
when they
by Will Smith.
Making their own full-length content. I don't know. I never checked it out. I'm kind of curious, even though you say it sucks a bit.
No, watch it. Watch it. It's the Johnny, the kind of... the other guy, the baddie or whatever, back in the 80s. He is basically talks like he's in the 80s, so there's heaps of kind of cringy comments and stuff, so it's definitely like kind of worth watching.
For anyone that doesn't know what this is the modern set series sequel to The Karate Kid, but it focuses on the baddie dojo.
Daniel-san's all grown up, and they've actually gone with the spin that basically Daniel-san has ruined Johnny's life through that illegal kick from that competition. There's actually a really good breakdown on the internet if you want to watch a guy breaking it down of how they flip it to make Daniel-san the baddie of that whole movie, because he just comes down and ruins that guy's life. That's fucking so good. Anyway, look, live your life, guys. I'm not trying to tell you to do anything.
Live your life. Maybe the moral of the story is practice your own crane kicks, but just do them in your house and don't try and do them to someone's face and ruin their life.
Have a cone and get some nunchucks. Just leave it at that.
Oof. Yeah. Righto.
All right, mate.
Off to do that right now. See ya.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.